Welcome to the Casual Cards of Gaming, episode 86. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And my name's Mark.
You know what, Mark? Let me do the intro.
I wasn't going to let you guys introduce me like I'm a scrub.
I'll bring you in. With us, as always, is Mark.
Hi, guys. I tried.
That's right. Charles is Mexican now. And he changed his name to Mark.
That's right. I did.
That's good. That's a good impression.
That's pretty good.
Hey, guys. Sorry.
If you could do that the rest of the time, I'd appreciate it. It made me feel more comfortable.
That's right.
Since this is the first time I've ever met you, and I've met Charles at least like 8 times, so it would just make me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Today's Charles' birthday, right?
Charles is not here today because it's his birthday.
He's out celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
Doing what is he doing? Just drinking?
Probably.
Sounds good. That's what I like to do on my birthday.
That's what I like to do every day.
Yeah. Play video
every
games.
Every day
and drink.
Is my birthday.
Yeah.
You gotta live life like every day is your birthday.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess. Awkward silence. Well, I mean, like what? Like, just like ignore everyone around you and just serve yourself.
Just take care of number one. Expect presents. Get upset if there aren't any.
I do live every day like it's my birthday.
Where are your birthdays?
I go to work. I come home when I get drunk. I don't get any fucking presents, and then I have to cook dinner. Every day is my birthday.
Every day is the same.
Hurrah. Then I get one of those little blower things.
Oh, that's what I was going to do. I was going to pick up some noisemakers.
Oh, we should get some of those. But first, let's get good and blasted. And then we'll go down to the Dollar General and we'll get some party stuff.
Get some party stuff.
Then we'll go down to the cool cigar bar he's hanging out at. A nice, classy place. And we'll just throw sparklers all over the place and start blowing
just
those little fucking
handful
things.
Handful of glitter in the air, all over the bar.
So, is this for birthday or just so we can look fabulous?
Both.
Come on, hair glitter.
Look fabulous like every day is your birthday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get too far, I forgot to pimp us.
Let's pimp.
Yeah. Go to the website. Because we need your traffic. I don't care. Just fucking go there. You don't have to click on anything.
Right?
Just go. Just give me your unique IP address.
Casualcowards.com.
If you want, listen to it.
Do you want me to spell it?
Yeah. C is for Robert Loggia. Are all of our episodes are on there? All of our video
That's
stuff?
That's right.
You're writing funny stuff in there now?
Stream the episodes. Read my funny descriptions of the episodes that I spend way too much
time
on.
You do spend way too much. So we have that Amazon AdSense thing. And full disclosure, we might get a penny if you buy something out there. Why did you put Himalayan rock salt in there?
We talked about it on the episode.
Did we?
Yes. And
hold on, let me drink this beer. Maybe
is it pink Himalayan rock salt?
Yes, of course it is.
I have that at home.
Nice. It's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
We talked about it on the episode, and I said I'm definitely going to put a link to that.
I need to turn back into Mr. Hyde because I don't remember this. Hold on a second.
It doesn't matter what they click on.
Right.
As long as they get to Amazon.
As long as they follow the Amazon.
I bought this belt through our affiliate link.
You bought a belt.
There you go.
We bought that microphone.
That microphone. That the one that
this
right
one.
There,
yeah.
And of course, we're all over Twitter, Stitcher,
Twitter,
iTunes,
at Casual Cowards on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter if you want to, you know, be notified when we are going to be live streaming on YouTube, which we will be doing every 2 weeks now. When we record the episode,
get it early.
Get it a week early because we don't post it on the website until a week later.
I need an entire week to mix 1 hour's worth of audio.
And I need a whole week to write the description.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It takes me a full week.
It's seriously, do you know how long it takes to mix the audio for these episodes? It probably takes 2 minutes.
I was going to say, it should be fairly quick, because it looks like everything's just going into one Audacity file.
Yeah.
So it should be pretty easy.
Yeah, there's not multiple trays. It's a USB mixer, man. It all just goes into the same port.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're not that cool. So where do you want to start? Chester, let's start with you. What have you been up to?
Oh, what have I been up to? Man, just all the things.
Well, let's start at the beginning.
The things.
And then we'll work our way down to where we are right now.
Well, I was born a poor black child in rural Texas.
No, that's not true.
I only believe one of those things.
Yeah, it's not, and it's not the Texas part either.
I was born in Texas.
That's not what your description says on the website.
I don't remember what it says.
I think it says like Mississippi or something.
Did I say rural Mississippi?
Or North Carolina?
Rural. Come on and raise up.
Huh.
No, I've been playing 8-bit hordes and 8-Bit Invaders.
What's that? Oh, that's the game you were texting about.
Yeah, 8-Bit Hordes it's kind of like a tribute to Warcraft 2.
I love Warcraft 2.
Right?
Yup, nope.
It's a great game. It was on sale on Steam for 50% off, so it was $7.50.
It's brutal.
I was playing it with Mark over here, and then 8-Bit Invaders came on sale, and that's like a tribute to StarCraft.
I never played
StarCraft.
So it's
like a real simplified version of these games. Like, the originals were a little too much for a simpleton like me.
Warcraft 2 was too much for a simpleton like you?
You gotta manage all these buildings and units. It's too much, man.
It's very reminiscent of, like, Command & Conquer Red Alert, if you ever played that.
There's way more stuff going on in Red Alert than there is in Warcraft 2.
No, you got
the original Red Alert.
You know, in Warcraft and StarCraft, you have to click on the building and then click on the units you want produced, right? So in 8-Bit Hordes and Invaders, you just have this thing on the side of your screen that has all the units you can build.
Right.
So you don't have to find the specific building in order to tell it to make units.
Hey, let's talk about Red Alert for the rest of the episode.
I
think we already had an episode on Red Alert.
That's where Vincent Time Machine came from.
Vincent Time Machine.
The birth of Vincent Time Machine.
Oh, Jesus. I need to find a way to bring that back. I don't know what would be awkward if Charles is here.
Why?
While I'm talking with the black on my throat. But we can try it out.
Let's hear your Vincent Time Machine.
I don't even remember what he sounds like. I have to go
Doesn't
back
he sound just like Keith David?
No. Keith David sounds like Keith David. I think Vincent Time Machine kind of sounds like Sam Jackson. He just yells all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would have to go back to be sure. I want to do the man justice. You know, the man we made up.
The respect he deserves.
So you can play online with those games. Should I get it?
Yeah. Yeah, there's co-op and versus.
Co-op's hard. As
co-op
fuck.
Is very hard.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played with him. I also played with Dirk.
Oh, are there other you're playing against other people?
No. You're playing against a computer, but it's hard as fuck.
Well, you can play against each other, but you can also play against the AI, and it's hard as fuck.
So like, when you're playing with someone else, the AI is like, oh, you got two of you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we should play with Justin then.
He's good.
He is good.
There's also 8-Bit Armies, which is a tribute to Command & Conquer.
Yeah.
And that was the first one to come out.
Okay.
So I was telling Justin about that. I think he sounded interested.
Cool. What else?
What else have I been playing? I don't know. I saw John Wick 2 last night.
Oh, okay. Can we just stop for a second? And let's talk about John Wick 2, but don't ruin anything for me.
That man is such a badass.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
It was... They easily could have just ended it with the first one.
Yeah.
So the
play left it open.
The premise for the second one is kind of forced, I felt. But
gotta
I'm not complaining. Yeah, I mean, in the first one, what, they kill his dog, and so he has to, you know, get vengeance because they killed his dog. In the second one, they burn his house down.
Word?
Yeah.
Same dudes?
Different dudes. Italian mafia.
Why? Don't tell me why. Yeah, I don't. I'll find out.
You'll find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he wastes dudes. Common is in it.
I love Common.
Common is great.
As a rapper or as a...
As a fellow killer.
I just think as a human, I like him as a human.
He's an Italian bodyguard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard his rap. Ever.
It's really good.
I have... Well, he has one song on that Ocarina of Rhyme.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's Ocarina of Rhyme?
You never heard Ocarina of Rhyme?
No, is it like a mixtape?
It's the songs from Ocarina of Time looped and with rap on top of it.
Yeah, people like remixed them.
So they're not official songs. They're
Okay. There's a bunch of cool stuff on there. Like Aesop Rock, that song was really good. And that Dr. Dre one was really bad. The Jay-Z one is pretty good.
Ocarina of Rhyme. I have to
check
that out.
That's a good one. Anyways, yeah, it's pretty good. You should check it out.
It is.
I just like Common's beard. It's very tight. Yeah. It's very nice.
It is.
Every time I go to the barbershop and I trim it up,
I
ask him to give me the Common.
No beard. Give me the Common.
Yeah,
the Common.
You make me black and handsome? I've been trying so hard. It's just not working.
Where do you go?
Huh?
Do you go to a black barbershop?
No.
There's your problem.
No, okay. Yeah. You can't do that.
You go to Gentleman Joe's and have a Mexican do your hair, make you look black. It's not going to happen.
No, you end up getting a haircut like this.
No, then I'll have to get the fade.
Yeah, you'll get a fade.
I don't want a fade.
There was a barber.
I've already got a natural fade. It's fading right here.
There was a barber at the Gentleman Joe's by my house who trim my eyebrows for me one time. He's like, you want to trim your... His name was Jesus, by the way.
Wait, is this a Mexican barbershop?
Gentleman Joe's is... There's a whole string of them. But they... I don't know. It's just like a barbershop. But it's almost entirely Mexicans that work there.
Huh.
It's just like
it's a barbershop in Arizona.
It's a chain. Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
But,
good for you. Your eyebrows look great, by the way.
Trim my eyebrows.
On fleek.
Well, fleek. Ever since then, I've trimmed them myself. I just never realized that I should.
You have, like, blonde eyebrows. Why would you need to get them trimmed?
Oh, they get long, bro. Yeah. They get real long.
How do you trim said eyebrows?
I don't know. I just kind of cut the long ones.
He just sits at his desk at work and then pulls them out like a nervous tick.
That's... I just buzz a little line.
It's a little weird for a dude to do.
So have you seen the scar I have on my eyebrow?
I don't pluck them. People think I put...
I don't remember what side it's on. I have a scar on one of my eyebrows. And people are like, did you put that line in there on purpose?
Yeah.
Dude. Fuck, why would I do that? I'm not Vanilla Ice. I ran into the back of a parked truck when I was a little kid.
Shit.
Split my face open. I'm not stupid. I'm just stupid. Anything else? You've been playing, you know, maybe Conan or Viscera Cleanup Detail.
We did do the Viscera Cleanup Detail.
Man, what a fucking weird game that was.
That was just great. It's so bizarre. But yeah, we cleaned up an underwater laboratory that was covered in blood and body parts.
That fucking bucket dispenser kept spitting out.
And we posted the highlights stuff on YouTube. So
what's this game called?
Viscera Cleanup Detail.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's
It's made by Roomstorm. I think they only have one other game, and it's like Battle Chess or something.
Yeah.
But so, it's three brothers out of South Africa.
I'm not playing it.
Continue. Right?
So, you know when you're playing a first-person shooter, and you're making a mess, you're killing everything and body parts. You're the guy that has to go clean up all that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's like a game within a game, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we cleaned up an underwater level, and it looked kind of like BioShock, kind of. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in there and you clean up all the viscera and
is it on Steam?
Blood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How much is this game?
Like $12 or
something. I think it's $12 on Steam.
Yeah.
Viscera cleanup people. Yeah.
Detail.
Yeah, it was pretty amusing.
Yeah, it was fun.
Until we started getting mad because we were dropping buckets everywhere. The physics are out of control in that game.
There's so much cussing in our video.
There's a montage in the middle of it for like 2 minutes saying, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. You kept saying son of a bitch every time you dropped a bucket.
And I think
you
said motherfucker or something.
I kept saying motherfucker. Motherfucker. Son of a bitch. It was pretty funny.
Oh, this game came out a while ago. Okay.
Yeah, that's whenever
we're going. Okay,
2 years old.
Yeah, okay.
It was pretty fun.
We played Conan, and then I realized that I don't like crafting games.
I feel like once you get past the initial start of the game, mm-hmm. which is tedious, you got to like build a base and level up and build better gear. Then you start going in, and you can fight like skeletons and other monsters, giant scorpions.
You mean
and stuff.
You just don't immediately get killed by like a fucking deer?
You could. Yeah.
I kept getting chased by alligators.
I didn't see a single one. That was so weird. He was getting,
I was waiting for you to install the game, and I'm just running like, fucking alligators after me again.
Wait, so are you on a different server from the one that we were playing when we first started? Or?
Yeah, I couldn't find, because that one was Lobo's. Lobo created one. It's not there anymore.
Okay, so did you create your own?
No, I just found one, because you actually have to like host it on your computer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think they have server space for others, but I found one that we were playing on, and we were trying to get to the area where the metal is to start making steel and stuff, and some other player had built a giant fucking wall blocking off that part of the map.
I take offense to that.
Why? Did you do that?
No. He's Mexican. He hates walls.
Oh.
They were keeping us out
from
the land of the bountiful land in the north.
Very nice.
Where all the work was.
Keep going.
We were just looking for work, that's all.
Oh my god, okay.
TGI Fridays.
We just wanted to send money back to our families on the south side of the map. That's all.
So good.
That's right, my dong was hanging.
God, man. Wait, no, you were a lady, were you?
At first, no, but then we switched servers and I was playing a guy.
Oh yeah, his shadow looked like he was taking a shit that would never break off.
We were playing co-op, and it would reload your character when I died. Like, you couldn't leave.
Oh, yeah. Or if he got too far away from me, it would, like, reload the server and catch me up.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really fucking annoying.
It wouldn't let him get too far away from me. It was really annoying.
Huh.
So we switched to an actual public server.
Okay. Yeah. And no one tried to kill us.
Yeah.
NPCs.
Yeah.
There's only like six people in there. Anyways, Mark, what have you been up to since I seen you last?
You know, just doing the same old, same old.
Did you play a video game at all?
Just that's your usual.
I don't really play a lot of games. I like video games. I just don't really play them.
Okay, that's weird.
Now, I think the last game I played was I've been playing a lot of card games recently, like Magic the Gathering type card games.
Oh, they say card games like Forza Motorsport.
No, I like car games too, but no, a lot of card games.
We're down with that. We can do that.
I do. I like Magic the Gathering. I like Hearthstone, stuff like that. But
so when you play Eternal,
yeah, that's when I play the most.
Just Eternal.
Yeah,
Eternal Cribbage.
I keep wanting to call it like Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal. It's kind of like Magic mixed with Hearthstone. It's the best of both worlds in one game.
Tell me about Magic. I haven't played it since I was 15, maybe.
Chris,
20 years.
Chris, who was on our last two episodes, plays Magic online constantly.
Yeah. Not much has changed. I mean, cards change, but it's the same thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was looking for that rare...
Get a mana pool and...
Pichu
stuff.
Yeah, you still have mana pool.
What do you get the mana from?
Your hand.
Pool, man.
So I played once with my cousins 20 years ago, and I feel like they just gave me bad cards on purpose and bad advice just so they could beat me. Feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
We did that with like Battletech too. Because they made a big old board and they had the little pewter figurines and shit. And they were all into it. And like they were like, here, you can be this little tiny robot. We will kill you. Great. Thanks, guys.
Right. I had a friend who did that to me with Magic years ago. He built both decks and gave me one and then just whooped my ass. I was like, this isn't fun.
No.
And I never played again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it sucks when they do that.
Hate Magic.
Yeah. It sucks when someone introduces you to a game and it's like a PvP type game. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, let me show you how to play. And they just completely stomp on you because it really doesn't make you want to play.
Yeah. You don't learn anything from it except that your friend is an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, even like when we're playing D&D, we get a little loose with the rules.
Yeah.
Because like me and my girlfriend, we've never played. So if we were like real hard on the rules, just like, no, you can't do that because it's nighttime and you can't cast that spell. Or like, right? So like, I'd be like, get out of my house. Get out. We're not playing this anymore.
We don't worry about travel times really or having to eat. We just play the fucking game and have fun.
Yeah. Oh, well, you have to stop and you have to eat a piece of mutton.
Right?
Yeah, I can't stand people that are like that when they're with rules. But
so, I mean, I can understand if we've been playing for years and we really want to get into it and want to do it right.
Yeah.
Fine. Let's try it. It's like when you play Monopoly, you do it. You're trying to do it the fast way. You're going to be playing for 4 days.
Yeah,
but or just play it your fucking way and put the money in the middle. Like that's just
exactly.
Yeah. Fuck people who fuck with me on Magic. Fuck my cousins.
There you go.
You want to tell us a little about what you do?
So,
because I have talked about you on the show before.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
So I do. I do own a website, a PlayStation gaming site. It's PlayStationInsider.com. Nice plug.
Hold on. There you go. Very nice.
I also do YouTube.
It's okay. I plugged you on Twitter already. And
I'm expecting you to plug us on your website. So.
There you go. Unfortunately, that website, or fortunately, however you look at it, I'm no longer going to be managing the site anymore. I'm actually going to stop doing that effective Monday. So.
Hold on.
It was a hard decision to make because I've had that site for the last 4 years and it's something that's really given me a lot. It's just in the industry. I learned a lot from the website. I met a lot of cool people. I did a lot of cool things.
You met us.
That's true. If it wasn't for PlayStation Insider, never would have met.
That's right.
Never would have met Chester. So it's cool. It was a fun time, but I'm going to be writing for another site, a larger site. Can't really see the name just yet, but. I'll still be in the industry, I guess. Just
oh, it's Game Informer, isn't it?
No, I said in the industry. So I'll still be there, but so it's kind of like a bittersweet moment because I'm excited for what the site brought, but kind of sad that it's my hard work is kind of just gonna stay there on the online.
Well, I mean, is it you're not like just letting it go? Like, is someone else gonna take it and do stuff with it?
Were you looking to
no,
sell
I'm letting
it?
Go.
Well, you're just not going to renew your domain?
No, I'm going to keep the domain. Okay. But we're not going to publish any more content.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and we're not going to take any more like ad deals or anything. So it's just going to stay dormant as it is.
okay. Stagnate.
So you're turning into a what was that?
One up
game trailers.
Turning or into, game oh, trailers. One, or one, one up. Yeah. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Yeah, similar. I mean, it's we still. Have, I mean, we have so much work on there, so it's just going to be archived there. But, you know, we're not going to publish any new content.
Okay.
Maybe in the future, but.
Man, I was just starting to get into that site too.
Yeah, me too. But no. But I heard you guys are huge fans of Nintendo. At least the last couple shows sounds like you guys.
You right. have We're no idea.
Big fanboys.
Yeah, are you going to make Nintendo Insider now?
I actually. What's funny? Funny thing is that the first
Switch
website
is small enough
owned,
to fit inside a woman. So
that's true. It is
Switch Insider.
Oh my god! I actually own Nintendo247.com, and that was the first website that I ever.
No shit.
Owned and ran, yeah.
Okay.
And then Nintendo turned into Nintendo, and we couldn't cover any more content because there wasn't anything coming out for the Wii U, and that's when we started PlayStation Insider.
Okay.
So, but I brought you guys a gift.
Oh.
He did. He brought a present.
I brought you guys a gift.
I hope it's a big dildo.
It's you're going to be, close. Oh, you could shove this up your ass. I don't know.
My mouth is watering.
I don't know if you want to, but here. What?
Is that, what?
Here is the Nintendo Switch.
Holy crap.
He got one last night.
So I brought it so you guys can take a look at it since I know...
Let's break it.
You guys have been talking about it on the show.
Where's the hammer?
It's in that toolbox up there. Get it. Wow.
Yeah, so here's the actual...
It's the actual console.
It's the docking station.
That's the mount.
And light.
Yeah. So that's a docking station. You can see on the back, it can like has like a little thing that opens up. It just pulls down a little door. Yeah.
I'm afraid to pull it.
No, just pull it. It's good. You can pull hard.
Okay.
And that's where you plug in like your USB cable, your HDMI, and your AC adapter. And then here's the...
It made me burp.
Oh.
There's the actual
Okay, and then you pull
itself.
Them out this hole. And
yeah.
This thing's actually heavier than the docking station.
Yeah, because that's literally just a fucking docking station.
Wow.
Yeah, feel that. Like that feels really cheap.
Got a kickstand. The kickstand feels cheap. Oh, this thing's going
to
break.
Yeah, the kickstand feels really cheap. I don't know why
it
feels like
that. Can you hook a controller up to that if you're playing like out like mobily or
So, yeah. So check this out. So there's that way you can play, right? You can play it as a handheld or whatever, right? And then here's this, Chester. So put this slide
in your mouth.
Yeah.
Put that in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, so So these connect to this.
Yeah, so those will connect to the that little controller
thing. It's lighting up.
That's right.
It likes what I'm doing.
And then what you can do with that is you can actually open up the kickstand on the back of the console and have like a little TV in front of you while you play.
Okay.
Which actually works pretty nice. I was playing Zelda last night and it was actually pretty fucking cool just sitting on my kitchen table with that.
Huh.
The screen's loud enough. I mean, well, the little tablet, I guess, the volume on it's pretty pretty loud. You can power's in the top left.
But, yeah, you look like a monkey fucking a football. Turn it on.
I am a monkey fucking a football.
What the fuck? Look at this fucking thing.
Yeah, so I mean, you could play it like that at your desk.
Dude, so you pull this thing. Is this like
a
nub?
Can you take that to work with you?
I'm going to, yeah.
Where did this little thing come from, the centerpiece?
That's, it was in the backpack, but.
Does it fit inside of there so you don't lose it? Or
it does not. So that's the... So
you just like throw it on the coffee table?
Yeah, or somewhere. Yeah.
Fucking Nintendo, man.
Yeah.
Peripherals.
But you can play like that. You can play as a handheld. You can play as a home console if you hook this up to your TV.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Here's a cartridge case. This is the way the games look. Okay. Or that's the way the actual boxes look, I guess.
Super Bomberman.
And
oh, wow.
That's the actual cartridge of the game.
Right.
Yeah, oh shit, it's like an SD card.
Yeah. I think they can get up to 64 gigs of data on those little cards.
Huh.
So.
Man, you were going to lose I like the size of the video game box for that ridiculously small thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Because otherwise you would definitely lose that.
So here's Bomberman. By the way, Bomberman is the shit.
Oh,
I fucking love Bomberman.
And that's got like 8-player online multiplayer, which is the main
reason
about
here, it. Where the hell it, look at, I don't know if anyone's watching the stream right now, this is it. This is a Switch game.
Yep.
It's seriously the size of an SD card.
It's like the size of a quarter, yeah.
Huh. That's a... All right. Have fun losing that.
Now, I've been
seeing... I like how the gold contacts are absolutely exposed.
And enormous.
Yeah, so you throw it in your pocket and your keys just wipe off the contacts.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I could never own this. I can't see anything here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You're blind, though.
This would have to be hooked up to the TV all the time.
Yeah, which you could do. I didn't bring an HDMI cable, but you could just hook this bad boy up.
And does it play porn?
So here's the thing. It doesn't have any apps. It doesn't have YouTube. It doesn't have
It doesn't have a browser?
It doesn't have a browser. Not that I know of. You can check. I didn't really spend a whole lot of time, but I didn't see anything that indicated that it had that.
Boy, that is disappointing, huh?
Which was weird. Yeah. Because the Wii U had a browser.
Was it a Dolphin or whatever? Was that the Wii U?
The Dolphin browser?
The Dolphin browser.
Is that the Wii browser? Nintendo Shop. Oh, you know what? Probably because we're not on an internet connection right now. But this is weird. You know what? I honestly wanted to hate this controller, and it doesn't feel bad.
It doesn't feel bad like
that. The buttons are kind of tiny, though. But the feel of it in your hand.
It's going to be even worse when you're playing. So that's technically you can have two players with that one controller. Each player can use the left or the right. When you use it that way, the controller feels really small. Oh, if you have larger hands.
So, oh, you'd like turn it sideways?
Yeah. So like if you're playing like Mario Kart and you only have one console, you could have like player A and player B or player one, player two, and one person would watch. Take it off, Chester.
Yes, sir.
So you have the left and right buttons up here.
Oh, it's like playing one of those little tiger games.
Yeah. So it's just super small.
What?
So, I mean, it's just so small, and it's just, you know, it's...
I mean, I guess if you're, like, on a train ride or something, that'd be kind of cool.
It just feels really... And they do come... The box, the game, or the actual console comes with another piece that slides on top of here for both pieces. That makes it a little bulkier.
A little more substantial.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. I think Nintendo thought about all of that. It does.
The tiny thing?
Yeah.
Up here, and then on the side.
Can I touch it? Great. Huh.
Touch away, friend.
Yeah, it does feel tiny, but... Oh, yeah, that trigger is awkward.
It's awkward on that side. On this side, it's okay.
I just took a screenshot.
Actually, that's not bad because all you got to really do is just move your finger in.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, you're not going to be playing, you know, Skyrim with that. You're going to be playing.
How do you know?
Mario
you don't know
Kart.
Me.
Yeah. I'm going to fill up your hard drive with screenshots.
I can hear it.
God damn it.
Click, click, click. Why are there 47 screenshots of Bomberman on here?
But I have been playing a lot of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. It's actually a really good game. I'm not sure if you guys are Zelda
How about that
fans
ass, though? Is Zelda's ass? I've been seeing that all over the internet today.
Zelda's I haven't ass. Seen Zelda yet, but it's really good. I like Zelda a lot. It's probably the best Zelda game I've played in a long time.
It's getting crazy reviews. It's getting crazy good reviews.
Yeah.
Since which Zelda? Like Ocarina?
I think it's the highest rated since Ocarina.
Yeah?
Because Ocarina, I think, on Metacritic ended with a... 99%, and this one has currently has a 98% on Metacritic.
What was the one that you like? The Twilight Princess.
I like that one.
Yeah.
See, I didn't like that one a lot.
I liked it.
Well, okay, I liked that one on the GameCube. I didn't like it on the Wii because they use a lot of motion controls.
Agreed. Yeah, 100%.
I don't like when Nintendo puts their motion control bullshit into games.
Right. Yeah. I don't think they understand that. Like a lot of people that play video games are like in their 30s, 40s. Well, we don't want to fucking move. We just worked all day.
Exactly.
make a game like the sports games. That use the motion capture. That's great. If you want to play the motion games, do that. But adventure games like Zelda, don't force people to do shit like that.
Yeah.
Give you the option to turn it off.
I don't
want to
shoot a bow and arrow by holding two
remotes. Right? Or the way you had to block.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
God, it was
I want to sit there and just sit in my chair and just play.
Did you play it like all night last night? Or
I did, yeah. So I picked it up at midnight and I went home and played Zelda from probably like from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m., I was just kind of exploring the world just to kind of see how
were
it was.
Were you on battery that whole time? Or
I was on battery the whole time.
For 5 hours?
It was, well, 4 hours. I let it charge for about 30 minutes first.
Okay.
When I took it out of the box, it was at 47%. In 30 minutes, it took it to 75%.
Okay.
So it seemed pretty fast charging, you know, for what it is. But I played it for 4 hours to 4.5 hours on battery and... Last I looked, it was like at 18%. So
no, that's not bad.
It didn't seem bad. I also have my screen halfway on for the brightness. Uh-huh. So maybe that had something to do with that and have it all the way bright. I just can't send any of my devices with full brightness on their screen. So
have you hooked it up to a TV yet? Or
have not, no.
Okay.
I haven't really wanted to be honest. It's just, it just feels good. Because, I mean, I sit really close to my screen anyways. So I can't sit like on my couch. Yeah. Like, I can't sit on a couch right there and play on a screen. Even if it's a 70-inch screen, I just can't.
When we get done here, I'll show you where I play video games.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
2 feet right away here. From a 47-inch TV.
That's how I was. Yeah, it's because I can't do it. So I played with it docked here with this little attachment, and it was fine. And then I played it as a handheld, and it was fine. And that's really all I wanted to do.
How is the full altogether? Does it feel too weighty?
I mean, I was laying down on my back and I was playing it, holding it above my head at 3 a.m, so I was a little tired just because I had worked the whole day. So it did get a little.
Are these on heavy. Backwards? I'm confused.
No.
Nope. Not. This nub feels like it would get in your way when you're trying to play.
It is in an awkward position, but it feels okay.
You just get kind of used to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if anyone's watching the stream, you can see the nubs are, one's on top, one's on bottom. So when you take them off, they're the same.
Yeah.
My big fat thumb keeps hitting this.
I think it's like a
camera will be moving all over the fucking place.
I want to say I think it's like an Xbox One controller, like the layout, like having one a little bit down.
So that's not bad. So far, I got to be honest with you, I'm not hating it as much as I wanted to.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's a Nintendo console, and I think we know what Nintendo does. It's you know they produce.
There's a lot of gimmicks.
Yeah.
Like the Wii U and the Wii was gimmicky. And that has a lot of gimmicks, but the portability thing is freaking awesome. And yeah. The battery life, if that continues to work well, you can get a couple hours out of it. That's awesome. And you can hook it up to your TV.
Yeah.
So it's the best of both worlds. Like Nintendo does handhelds like nobody else. And now you can hook your fucking handheld up to your TV, and you don't have to like plug it into a Super Nintendo with an adapter. Which
no. No, I know. It is super portable. I mean, you have the whole console. To take somewhere with you with two games.
Did the case come with it?
That was no, of course not.
Okay, that's yeah. A CD case.
Yeah, it's a case. It
quesadilla.
That sounds so good.
But it does have a lot of gimmicks, but it's not. It's I think it's the least gimmicky thing that Nintendo has put out, or
in a long time. Yeah,
it's
quite a while.
The gimmicks that it has actually are something that I'm okay with.
Yeah.
It's not motion controls. Even though it has motion controls, that's not the main selling point of it. It's the portability of it. And I like that a lot because I feel like this is what the Wii U should have been, not what it was. So for me...
Yeah, that thing was... Oof.
Yeah, like I know what I'm getting into with this console. It's a Nintendo console. All I want to do is play Mario and Mario Kart and Zelda on, and that's really all I bought it for. So
yeah,
if you know what you're getting into, I think it's a great console so far.
I don't have a problem with Nintendo's products. It's their business practices that I don't like. I feel like they put consumers last, and without consumers, you don't have anyone buying your products. So quit fucking over your consumers.
They put American consumers first.
Okay.
Last.
Yeah.
Can you hold that ridiculous device up one more time? I know you just put it away. sorry, Dirk's trying to brag that he just got Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Ooh. On fucking Wii. He got it on Wii U. So I want to show him what it should actually look like. How are the... Let's talk about the Zelda real quick. I knew you said it was good. I mean, there's a lot of new stuff, like the gliding shit. And there's that thing where someone was like shooting at a wall. Were they climbing it? What the fuck were they doing with it? I don't understand what the hell was going on. But... how are the additions to, I guess, because they always add new, like, stuff to Zelda, new little toys and all that other shit.
So there's a lot of different pieces of gear and a lot of different weapons you can find. Your weapons can get destroyed in this game, so...
What?
So when I first started off, I found, like, this fucking bamboo twig, and I was like, okay, cool, I guess that's my first sword or whatever. I hit an enemy, like, two or three times with it, and the stick broke. And it's like, oh, your weapon broke. Yeah, it's like, your stick broke. It's like, shit, so now I have to find another stick. So just adding that element alone changes up your gameplay a lot. They focus a lot on stealth in the game, so you can crouch around.
Nice. Yeah. I love stealth.
I do, too.
I do, too.
You can get different bows, a lot of different bows. Different
drop bows on them.
So they break, and then you drop them, so then you're dropping bows.
The bows don't really break themselves. At least I haven't broken a bow yet, but they do get just incrementally, like... the damage that they do does a lot more damage. And then if you hit him in the head, if you do a headshot, it's critical. So, sweet. Which is kind of cool.
Natural 20, huh?
Yeah.
Tight.
But I don't know. It's pretty cool. There's like also cold damage. So if you go somewhere where it's snowing and you don't have the right fucking tunic on, you can freeze and die.
You have a blue tunic.
Yeah.
Wow, they're really they're turning Zelda. Like everyone said, like Zelda's an action RPG. It's way more RPG this time around, huh?
It's a lot like Skyrim-ish, at least the open world aspect of it. Which a lot of people were like, oh, this is like a Skyrim type Zelda game, and it kind of is. When you look at the map, they leaked the how big the actual map was of the game a couple days ago, and it's fucking massive. Like just the little parts that I've explored, I ran around for a long time, and I was like, man, this is a good chunk of the thing. And when I zoomed out of the map, I was like a tiny little blip on like the whole world that you could explore.
Is there a lot of that empty walking around, or is there stuff going on between?
There's stuff going around. So you obviously you have enemies. You can climb trees. You can cut down trees. You can
are there little villages
fires.
And stuff to stop you? Yeah. Little shops and whatever.
I haven't seen any little shops yet. There's like random houses you'll find that have like
pots.
treasure chest. You have these little runes that you can use to do different things. So like the first rune you get in the game, it's like a magnetic rune, so you can like use the rune to like move around like metal objects to help you like with puzzles. So like to open a door, for instance, or to like lift a treasure chest from the bottom of the ocean, you know, to bring it out, which is pretty cool. I thought it was cool. Link actually has a tablet in the game that looks a lot like the Nintendo Switch, which is that's actually the main thing you use in the game.
Yeah,
is the little Sheikah. It's called the Sheikah tablet. And it looks like a little Nintendo Switch.
So,
oh, Jesus Christ,
the game is an advertisement for the console that you're playing it on.
I mean, I guess if you're playing on the shit Wii U, I don't know how they're. Well, I guess they could be advertising it because they could advertise the Wii U as well. But it's just weird that they introduce like a little piece of electronic, like an electronic device that looks similar to like an iPad or a Switch, handheld in the game.
Since I've been so far out of the loop with that thing, because I just stopped caring about Nintendo 10 years ago, how much was that little device?
So that goes for $299.
That's not bad.
It's not bad considering what you're getting. However, on the same token, with what you're getting for $299, right? So you can get a PlayStation 4 for $249. I think you can get an Xbox with a 500 gig or 1 terabyte hard drive. This only has 32 gigs.
Can you put a card in it?
You can.
Okay.
Tiny little.
See, that's what's awesome. Like, with those, unless you know how to put a new hard drive in your console, you're not upgrading it.
No, but those come with at least 1 terabyte. At least the newer versions of the PS4 and the Xbox One. No, the original ones had, 500
I think it was
gigs.
500, yeah.
But the new ones come with 1 terabyte. Some of them come with 2 terabytes if you buy the upgraded one. This comes with 32 gigs. It can go up to 250. But if you look at a micro SD card that's 250 gigs, I mean, you're talking like $200, $150.
Yeah. Well, easily. I mean, but the price drops substantially. Like, you get down to 128 or 64. I mean, you can get 464s for less than the price
of a 250. What do you need the hard drive for?
So the hard drive is going to be if you're going to be purchasing
online games.
If you're going to be purchasing like downloadable games.
Okay, that makes sense.
But one thing that Nintendo has always been really good at is making decent quality games at a small price, at a small size, file size. So Breath of the Wild, it's a fucking huge game. It's one of their probably one of their biggest as far as like disk space that it would use, and it only takes 14 gigs.
Huh.
But because on a cartridge, it doesn't take any space on my console at all.
Yeah.
And when it patches, because it had both Bomberman and Zelda had a day one patch or update.
No.
Yeah. It patches it directly to the cartridge, which is
oh really?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Which is pretty
cool. Card has
so
its
the
own
cartridge
internal storage.
Is writable.
That's great.
Yeah. And then I think your
save game?
Your saves go to both that and the
so it's saved console. In two places.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's good.
Yeah.
Gotta have them backups because, you're saying, if you got that cartridge in your pocket with your keys,
right?
You're gonna have to buy a new cartridge.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of games right now for it. I think I picked up the two best games that they have: Bomberman and Zelda.
Yeah.
They have like.
But that also means piracy is going to run rampant.
I'm sure. I mean, it
won't be long before you can buy blank.
That here's what I'm wondering: how long before someone puts an emulator on there to play? Because you know they have the virtual console.
Yeah.
You can download classic games. Mm-hmm. But how long before someone figures out how to put an emulator on there and play classic games?
Yeah,
because it may be fun to play
it's
like Mario Brothers or whatever.
Somebody's probably done it.
Happened last night at 1 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Nintendo's rolling out that little service they're going to have where you can with their online. Service that they're
subscription
gonna have.
Service?
Yeah, that's going to have like one free game or two free games, like a month or something.
Like Xbox.
Yeah.
Free
oh, that's golden. Right. Is that rolled out yet?
It's not. It's going to be in the summer.
Will you be buying the season pass for Zelda?
I think I am. I need to see what it includes. I know it includes like an endgame dungeon.
I think
and
it includes like a t-shirt with a logo of a Switch on it or something.
Yeah,
isn't that
right.
What? Yeah.
Zelda or Link wears a t-shirt with the Switch logo on
if that,
it.
Yeah, no. I mean,
which
it's only $20.
An in-game advertisement, again, for the fucking product that you're already using.
Exactly.
Well, what if you have it on the Wii U? I mean, Dirk
that's
has
true.
It on
nobody
the Wii U.
Owns a Wii U.
Dirk does,
okay?
And he's playing that game on it right now.
Like I said, ooh. Nobody owns a Wii U.
Oh.
It's, I don't know. Supposedly there's like, I think somebody already beat, a lot of people have beat Breath of the Wild, a lot of the reviewers obviously, but I think they said the main story alone took them like 40 something hours, so That's a lot. That's not even including side quests. So that's a lot of gameplay in the game for me. So if it's $20 for the season pass and that includes more stuff, then
that's really good for.
I don't mind.
I mean, the last time I played a Zelda game really was like Ocarina, and I don't know if there was 40 hours in there. Maybe 20.
There was a lot of hours for me, but I think it's because I just sucked at it.
Because if you go get all the gold sculptulas and do all the extra shit, you could probably pump out 30-40 hours in it.
Yeah. But it's not bad. I mean, it's just understand what you're getting if you're going to buy it. It's if you could only get one console and you can only have one console, I don't know if the Switch is the thing for you, but I'd say get a PlayStation 4 with my unbiased opinion. But
unbiased.
But
if you're not updating that site anymore, you don't have to hang on to PlayStation's dick anymore.
That's true, but I am a huge PlayStation fanboy. So
are you?
But I'm also a fanboy of Nintendo.
I used to be a huge PlayStation fanboy, and then the PS4 let me down so fucking much.
PS4?
Yeah.
Really?
There's just nothing. Here's the thing: is that there's no like things that are like first party or like there's no fucking God of War yet. I got that because I was waiting for God of War
soon.
Yeah, soon. Years later.
Well, and when Red Dead 2 comes out, you'll be glad you've got it.
Yeah, but that'll be on every console.
It won't be on.
It won't be on PC though. Right away.
Not right away, but it will. It will come to PC eventually.
So I'm not saying like. I'm not sure what I'm not saying.
Well, no, it's just not because the games that I play, a lot of the games I play are on everything. And most of the time, like if I'm playing a game, I want it right now. So I just get it on Steam. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just easier for me.
Go down to the local GameStop and pick up a used copy?
I don't play a lot of like first party games on like what does PlayStation have besides God of War?
They have a lot of like new IPs that they
play. And
out.
I don't play shooters. So
I don't like shooters either.
Something else besides a shooter.
So they have like Until Dawn, which is a really good like story driven like narrative horror game. So if you like,
I don't play those either.
Okay, so they have Bloodborne. That's also a first party exclusive for Sony.
Bloodborne looked interesting.
It's really good. It's like Dark Souls or Demon Souls.
It's from the same game.
Japan Studio.
Okay, so that sounds hard. I'm not going to play that. What else?
They also have The Order 1886, which is ready
at. It got really shitty reviews.
It got really good reviews.
I was so excited for that game and everyone hated it.
It's a good game. It's short. It's like 7 or 8 hours, but it's really good.
Holy shit, really?
The Last of Us is really good.
That's an exclusive.
That game looks depressing.
It's, well, yeah. They have Horizon Zero Dawn that just came out two days ago.
I've heard nothing but good things about that.
That game.
What's that?
Is probably one of the best games in the last generation.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jesus, what is it?
And I'm not even saying that like being a Sony fanboy. It's just the game is such a good game.
What kind of fucking game is it, bro?
It's like an action. It's an open world, kind of like an action third-person game.
Okay.
There's a lot of exploration. So you're this chick named Alloy.
Is there fucking crafting?
There is crafting.
God, I'm done. I'm fucking out.
Not crafting.
I am fucking out.
Not crafting in that sense. It's crafting like you have this and this. You can make ammunition or you can make a bow or you can upgrade, you know, you can add like this poison fucking plant to your bow.
So kind of like Assassin's Creed type crafting.
Yeah.
You're like, you have to make a bullet pouch.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very minimal crafting. But it's, you basically stumble upon the civilization and it's overtaken by like mech. Like creatures, so you have like all the fauna.
Oh, it's Final Fantasy IV.
Kind of. So you have like all the fauna; they're all like just robotic, and you know,
all
you
Sonic the Hedgehog.
All the animals are there you go,
Robotnik.
And then when you jump on the robotic animals, they pop, and a little animal,
yeah, and a little putty comes out.
That game will give you about 60 hours of gameplay from
holy
what
shit.
From what I read. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to look more into that one.
That's if there's any game you'd get for PlayStation, I would say that one would be a safe choice.
Like right now, I'm just rubbing my crotch waiting for God of War.
God of War is going to be awesome
because I love me some fucking hyperviolence.
Well, they're changing it up with this one, so it's
it's super hyperviolence.
Yeah, the violence is going to be there, but the overall, it's I don't know if it seemed a lot more toned down when I saw the trailers at E3 last year versus like the other God of Wars that we've had because it's always super fucking violent, like you said. So. Mm-hmm.
Like when you, stick your thumbs through Poseidon's eyes or rip the head off of Helios and
Dude, just violence, that eye jamming thing was one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever watched in a video game ever. Because it's from his point of view, and you have to poke your own. It's like you're poking your own eyes out.
Yeah,
it's so fucked up. It's so it's fucking amazing.
I love it.
Just amazing. Just to make you feel like there is about to be a consequence to this action.
There was a there
but
was
you
a game.
Can't not do it.
No,
you have to. You do have to. It, and you're like, oh fuck.
There was this game that was supposed to come out on PlayStation way back in the day, and it never came out. It was kind of like a Mortal Kombat type game. It was called Thrill Kill, and it was so violent that it was going to get an AO rating, so every single publisher shelved it.
It's adults only.
Yeah. So I never got to actually play it like officially, but there is like a ROM that you can download and play on Dreamcast or on a modded PlayStation. It's actually really fun. That game is really, really violent.
Tight.
Think of Mortal Kombat, but like... turned up like five notches. It's fucking violent.
Which is weird because how long ago was that?
Hey, I got one.
It's when the PS1 was still around.
So nowadays, it would probably just get like a teen rating. And right? probably put it out.
Yeah, it's probably not that bad anymore. It's probably not that bad anymore. I mean, it's because you could like rip off their limbs and like beat the shit out of them with their limbs.
That's awesome.
While they're crawling back at you with like blood squirting from like, you know.
Their holes.
Their mutilated
their
holes,
limbs
yeah.
used to be.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good game. But
so now that we've almost went through the whole fucking episode, you mentioned E3. So you are in, I guess, the industry as they call it. How's that? I mean, obviously there's good things. You get to go to E3, but
yeah.
I mean, give us pros and cons. Like, I mean,
we're kind of trying to get into it.
Should we or should we back off and just do this and get drunk?
Because we have fun and we're kind of on the outside looking in and wondering, is it worth getting into?
So here's the thing. You definitely want to do it if it's something that's a passion of yours, right? I don't think you guys would have 86 episodes of the show if you guys didn't genuinely like doing
it. I hate it. I hate doing this so much. Well, then there. Did you see my mouse pad? Look at it.
Yeah, see?
I also made that custom sign.
If you don't...
right behind you there.
Oh, my God.
I hate it.
Is that on a Dell XPS printer?
No, man. That's made out of metal, son.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think that it's that we love ourselves.
I think that's what it is. You know what it is? Is that I love video games and I love drinking. I don't know if I could do this without drinking. Right. Because like, we went to SGC a couple times and it was
that's
awesome.
That's what I've been saying is that this is the combination of my three favorite things, which is video games, drinking with my friends, and making people laugh.
Yeah.
Those are...
When are you going to start that third one?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
It does have its pros and its cons. Obviously, the pros, you get free games. That's probably
getting some free games out of doing this.
Yeah, you get a ton of free games, but you do have to produce some content for that game, right? They give you a game because they expect
a
review.
We also did, actually, we got to edit our Conan video.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. We got
dicks everywhere.
Cleanup detail.
Swinging dicks video.
Yeah,
and
I like that.
Conan.
So
a few others.
You do have that. Obviously, you get invited to different events depending on how relevant you are to the industry, I guess. We got invited to a couple of different events. We got invited to the Game Awards, the one that Spike TV hosts.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't able to go because I had just started working at PayPal, and it was like in November, so it was like a month or 2 months after I started. So someone else from the staff went, and they went to that, and then they went to the some other event that a game company like paid for. Like they'll pay for your travel, they'll pay for your flight, they'll pay for your food, your hotels. And then because they want you to go there, they don't want you to pay for anything so that when you come back and you write your articles about them, it's usually a favorable.
It's a positive experience.
Yeah.
I went to Texas and PlayStation got me drunk. Like
you're
the
pretty
best.
Woman in that scenario. They're paying for your room and board.
Yeah,
you gotta suck.
Are you kidding me?
Though.
Put me on a plane anywhere, and I will tell you.
Right?
I would say just the most glowing things about
you. Oh, we'll sell out.
Yeah. Like absolutely, No Man's Sky was the game of the year.
Like we won't sell out, but we will.
Nah, we gotta keep your integrity.
Like we will take a free trip if it's something that. We genuinely want to check out,
mm-hmm.
yeah. and we will give our opinions on it. And
like
if
the Spike Awards, that'd be fun. That'd be fun to check out. And
yeah, it was cool.
You know,
we were like right up
tweets
front
while you're there. And, you know, that could be fun.
It's not bad. You get to go to E3, which is cool. I mean, now anybody can go to E3. I guess you just pay your way in.
Yeah.
But, so that was actually my main reason for wanting to start a website was to go to E3 because I couldn't go in previously. You had to be somewhere a journalist or something. So.
We're journal. We got cards and shit. Exactly. We're like official.
Yeah. Business cards. And
well, that's 1/4 of the application process for E3. Yeah.
We got a metal sign.
Yeah.
Got a metal sign. They don't take that at E3, but they will take
stickers.
The cards.
Like, yeah.
They don't take card. They don't take stickers either.
No, they don't like stickers.
I actually don't have any more. You'd have to peel that one up from the fridge.
Yeah. We're going to get more stickers, though.
Yeah, next weekend.
There you go.
Next weekend.
I guess there's only a couple of cons, really. It can be really draining, just mentally, depending on your position within, I guess, your company or whatever you're doing. So you guys have the show and the website. If one person is manning that whole thing, you know, if one person's like editing the show, one person's doing the website, one person's doing this one, that can get old.
That would
fast.
Be fucking horrifying. Like Chester does the site, he does like the little write ups and stuff. I do all of the images and video. He's trying to learn the video stuff because he thinks it's a huge burden on me, but I don't want to do the website stuff.
Yeah.
So
is it, if it's not,
yeah, I don't really care about doing the video stuff.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here drinking beer anyways.
Yeah.
So I do all the multimedia stuff and that's easy. The podcast and mix that down and that's fine. Make all the stupid graphics for our website. And so, you know, that's easy enough. And I guess we both know our place, I guess, which is great.
Yeah.
So we know who's not doing their job if something doesn't get done.
Right. And you guys are publishing, you know, podcasts on a weekly, maybe every 2 week basis on the site. But when it comes down to having to produce content every single day, 15 or 16 posts a day,
that's
for
rough.
4 years straight. That's where it gets hard. Yeah. Obviously, one person can do it, but it's really rough. So you have to branch out. You have to get more people.
So did you guys do like contributing writers and stuff like that?
We had some contributing writers. We had two writers that were paid on the site. So whatever money we did make from the site would go to two of these writers, and then the rest, you know, would pay for server fees and whatever else I needed to pay for.
Okay.
So it's tough because it's you have to maintain that level of work that you're doing constantly. Because now all of a sudden you have a following. People are coming to your website on a daily basis, and you want to stay relevant. And if you take one day off of not writing and your site's empty, it's
like, what the hell? Like, is the site down or, like, nothing's getting updated?
Yeah, they'll go somewhere else.
Exactly. Yeah, they'll go somewhere else. They'll give their click somewhere else. And you, if you're not IGN, you could be forgotten in a day.
Right. So, like, I heard there was new God of War stuff. Let's go to my favorite PlayStation site. What? It's not up yet.
Yeah. Oh, we'll Kotaku has it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No news is good news. That's what they say, though, right? So...
So it's gonna be a little bit of a relief for me not having to have that stress anymore.
So you just write. So you don't want to mention who you're going to right now because it's not official next week. But so you just write for them like freelance now, or
So I'm gonna be. I'll be officially part of the staff. I'll be scheduled for a specific time block during the day, Monday through Friday. It's like a 3-hour block that I'll write, and I just have to produce content in those 3 hours.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds way less stressful.
Yeah, because I'm not managing a team. I'm not managing who's doing what, who's not doing what. I don't have to reach out to PR firms for games. I don't have to answer any questions. It's just go out there and write.
Hey, we need you to write an article on blank.
Yeah.
That sounds way easier.
That does sound easy.
Yeah, so it's not bad. So I'm looking forward to it.
And you're still going to stay in the industry and do what you love, which is great.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Nice.
I like it.
Nice.
But I would say just keep it up. I think... I've been talking to Chester at work, you know, here and there, and we talked about different ways to like monetize, you know, the site and the podcast, really, and just different ways to get a bigger audience, because I think that's something that I can help you guys with.
You mean just being funny isn't good enough?
I mean, you could be George Carlin, but if nobody knows about you, you're gonna be George Carlin in a closet. You're gonna be George Carlin in a casket, you know?
Oh, too soon.
Wait, did he die?
Nah, he's cool.
He didn't know that?
He's not dead.
He's hanging out with Kevin Smith right now.
Oh, really?
They're working on Dogma 2.
Oh.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, it's good to know that there's ups and downs. And honestly, from everything you said, it's like, and you're hearing this exclusively here on the internet, folks. We're going to keep going because, it sounds like it. If you're passionate about it and you want to keep doing it.
I love doing this.
Yeah. And I mean, we don't have a lot of listeners. But the listeners we do have and, like, the dedicated fans that we do have, they're awesome. They always interact with us. Yeah, and we talk shit to each other, and it's a lot of fun. And
absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, you know.
So I like the show.
What have you been doing, Ryan?
How far are we into the show?
An hour.
It went from Chester to me Mark. To me sabotaging the show with the Switch.
Yeah.
And then we never said, yeah.
Well, I jerked off earlier. And I was on YouPorn. That's right. I was on YouPorn. Did you notice that YouPorn changed their logo to match the Nintendo letters?
I use Pornhub. No, they didn't. I don't use YouPorn. So
I use PornMD, and I click on whichever video.
Did they really change it?
Yeah. Here, let me pull it up for you.
It looks like the Nintendo
logo. Oh wait, can we do this on? We got the live streaming video in the background. Yeah, they can't make it out well enough, right?
Right.
There's a Switch again, right there.
Look at that pretty blue and red. Controllers.
So, as you can see, wow. Right, yeah, they've made Nintendo. Super. Everyone's, even Sony and, look at this, she's giving a hand job right there. Good for her.
Yeah, Sony and Microsoft acknowledge them.
Yeah, they're getting in on the bandwagon, too, which is, you know, which is actually kind of classy, because Nintendo was there first.
Yeah. I mean,
they were Atari.
Yeah, but they were the first major one to break through and continue what they do till today.
They're the ones that were there before everyone that's still around.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's cute the way they keep trying.
Honestly, that thing, I mean, if I had $300 laying around, I would probably get one. It's cool, and I spend a lot of time not doing anything at work.
I wish.
I could say that because nobody at my work listens to this. I
could play that thing at work.
We could. And I could just sit on my, like, really, you know what I do? I sit on my desk and I fucking play dominoes on my phone.
Domino, motherfucker.
I fucking love playing dominoes.
I do puzzles.
So let's talk about me for a second. What have I been doing?
Yeah.
Same shit as you, playing Conan and Visceral Clean of Detail. I finally installed GTA on here, so.
That was one thing I did want to talk about, like, when we do get free games. We're expected to produce some content and, you know, I was asking Mark about, you know, should we just, if we don't like it, should we just not talk about it at all? Or should we?
I would say stay honest. The cool thing about what you guys have going on is that you guys have a podcast, so you don't have to write a review, technically. If they're willing to give you a code knowing that you have a podcast and that's how your affiliation is with games, I mean, you could literally play that game for 5 minutes and then...
This is dog shit. I'm done.
Yeah. And then say a quick few lines on it on the show, and you've already met your commitment with
them. Yeah, but I mean, how many times can we shit on games before they're like, we're not giving these guys any fucking games?
Well, how many PR folks do you think are actually going
to listen? They're just like, oh, these guys are going to talk about it. Give them the code.
They're not going to listen to it. They're not going to listen to it, and they're not going to, unless it's like super terrible and you're just completely just bashing their game and you're posting all over social media, they don't have time to look through every single review. They're going to look through IGN's review. They're going to look through GameSpot, through Polygon, through Kotaku, to see what they're giving them, and that's really where they're going to stop.
Yeah. Oh, we could shit all over everything then.
Yeah.
We already do.
But I would say just keep it.
Well, so far we've been gifted Conan and Viscera Clean
and Detail. Conan, Viscera, but I got...
Besides the crafting thing, Conan wasn't terrible.
There's three other games I've gotten.
And Viscera Clean and Detail was a lot of fun.
No, Conan's a good game.
It was fun. It got a little tedious at the end, but we were mopping and cleaning and it
beat each other with the mops.
Of course it got tedious.
But yeah.
And then filling out paperwork. There's paperwork to fill out.
No, but it's pretty cool. You guys will get a lot of free games. Matter of fact, I just got an email right now and one of the things that you guys will do, especially if you continue to ask for games and you start building these relationships with these people, is that you'll start knowing these, like the PR firms and the people that represent them, like on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll tell you, oh, I'm going to be out on vacation this week because I'm having a baby or something. And you start knowing them on a personal level. So when you go to these events, like they recognize you.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, you know, whatever. Obviously, I have a PlayStation website. That's what we run it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a code. I just got a code right now for a Switch game, even though we don't even have... They know we're not going to cover that.
Right.
Like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them that we're shutting the PlayStation site down, but they still ended up sending us, sent me a code for a Switch. It's called I Am Setsuna, is what the game is called.
It would be awesome if it was for Bomberman. You'd be like, God damn it.
Yeah. So, you know, and they sent that. So sometimes they'll give you stuff without wanting anything back in return, which I think is pretty cool. So
it's like, oh, we have an extra code. Here you go.
Yeah. So that's scratch nice. My back and then. That's cool. Yeah. That's great.
Fucking A. We just got to...
I hope somebody in the industry is listening to this. We want...
Screaming into the void.
To hang on your nuts. Give us your stuff.
That's right. we'll S that D.
So we... last episode, we had answered a question and We really like doing that, so we had another question asked of us.
Yeah, K-Center asked us another question. We appreciate that, K-Center. Interacting, we like to interact with our fans, all six of them. So,
yeah, Chris. Yeah, Dave.
We got Shane and
Corey.
Corey, yeah. And K-Center, who's out in the UK, we don't know your actual name, which is fine. The internet's a great place to be anonymous, so... I'm not, my feelings aren't hurt.
My feelings are hurt.
But this week, K-Center asked us, do you have a top three all-time favorite female characters and why? K-Center told us.
Oh, there's fucking, I didn't write down why.
Well.
Shit.
K-Center didn't tell us why either. He simply listed his top three, which were Ivy from Soul Calibur. Triss Marigold from Witcher 3.
Didn't play. Is that the chick that got fucked on the unicorn?
I think that was that was Gwennifer or something.
Okay,
and
that's all I know about the witch.
Triss is the redhead, as far as I know. And then we've got Katsuragi from Senran Kagura series. No Whoa. Idea what that is, but I'm sure she's great. Well, let's start with Mark. Who are your favorite three bitches?
So I could only come up with one. I came up with Jill Valentine. From the original Resident Evil.
Okay.
Resident Evil 1. And the reason why I picked her was because Resident Evil was actually one of my favorite games. Still is one of my favorite games. Definitely my favorite series of all time, right next to probably Final Fantasy in terms of, like, consistency.
Are you playing 7?
Have I played 7?
Yeah.
Final Fantasy? Oh, Resident Evil 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I played Final Fantasy 7? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Really, what is this, 1997? Or? Yeah, no, it's actually really... Actually, Resident Evil 7 is really good.
Okay.
I did some like playthroughs on it.
It looks like it's hard to kill. Like everything will come at you until it will kill you.
Yeah.
Like it's hard to kill the enemies.
Yeah. And you kind of know when a boss is going to come because you'll randomly stumble into this room that has like fucking 40 boxes of ammo. It's like, well,
to stock up.
It's like, well, I guess I better save. And yeah, it's pretty good. But I choose Jill Valentine because obviously she was a really just integral character in the Resident Evil series. And Resident Evil 1 was my favorite one just because of how fucking cheesy it was. It was just so... Did you guys play the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the lines were just straight cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible voice acting.
Just the story was decent. The lines were probably the worst, but it was just a fun game. It's just like... It reminded me of like a B-horror movie, which is like
my
favorite.
It was early in the like graphic novel... Like,
yeah, like the...
CG
like, very, novel. And like there weren't a lot of games that were doing a lot of like narrative like...
Right.
Very, very story-driven games. Mm-hmm. It was just like, here's the game, and you run through it. And at the end of the end, we'll tell you why you did what you did.
Yeah.
And
the voice acting is still better than Final Fantasy X.
Final Fantasy X is also a really good game.
I love Final Fantasy.
Is that the one with Titus?
Yes.
Yeah.
That one's actually really good. That's one of my favorite.
That's
and 9
my favorite.
And 8. 8's my favorite of all
time. Is it?
Really?
I hate 8.
Yeah. I hate 8 really? Too.
10 is my favorite, though.
I like the love story in 8.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I may be looking like that right now, but I like the love story in 8 a lot. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then it's probably going to be 10, 9, and then 7.
Okay.
And then maybe 3 from the Super Nintendo.
I really enjoyed 9. I never finished it. Is that the one with Vivi and he's going to die and it makes me very sad?
Yeah, and it has the huge, what, that huge tree, that huge sphere.
Yeah, I never finished it because I didn't want Vivi to die. Because so, I liked him. He's adorable. So that one was fun. Yeah, it was a good one. Good for you.
Yeah.
You only got one female character?
Just one. I mean, I guess I would say I don't have reasons why I like other characters, but I do. What the hell is her name? From Parasite Eve. It's like Aya.
Is it Eve?
Or Ayana. No. Eve, I think. Eve was like the enemy.
The parasite?
Yeah. But Parasite Eve is also a really good game.
I watched someone play it for about 10 minutes. I never played it myself.
Looked great, though.
The first
one? It looked awesome.
It's really good. It's really good. It's like an RPG survival horror.
Yeah.
It's really fucking weird. And actually, the reason why I played that when I first started it was because I saw it was rated mature. And it was, I looked at the back of the box and it said mature sexual themes. Yeah. I was like in seventh grade. It said mature sexual themes on the back. I was like, holy shit.
I am jacking off to this video game.
I have to play this game because there's going to be boobs. There's
virtual
definitely
titties.
Gonna be boobs. Square tits, yeah. So
love them.
Yeah. There wasn't really that much sexual themes. It's just back in the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, back in the day, we were Australia. And everything was bad.
Yeah.
Right?
So, but yeah, those are my only two.
Okay.
So who goes next?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We go round robin here. So,
but it could go.
I got Gladys, and she's not really. I mean, she has
a robot
brain of Carolyn inside of her.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
So she is.
You learn that in Portal 2, right? Like, when we figure out how to take a human being and stuff it inside of a robot.
I never finished Portal 2 single player. I played the co-op, which
I loved. It's worth it just to hear what Cave Johnson is going to say.
Cave Johnson's great.
God. What's his name?
J. Jonah Jameson.
He has a real name, but Gladys, because she's... It's funny, because she's such, like, a psychopath, but she's real quiet about it. You know, and it makes me happy. It makes me feel like there's someone out there that's just like me.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons, thank you. J.K. Rowling. And if it couldn't be Gladys, if I can't pick her because she's a robot, then Shell, because, well, she's in Portal. So.
okay.
And then Evie Fry, because one, I love Assassin's Creed. Mm-hmm. I think we all know that. Mm-hmm. That is from Assassin's Creed Syndicate. And two, I love like the stealth part of Assassin's Creed. Mm-hmm. And Jacob is more of the fighter. And Evie's more of, like, the stealth assassin.
Yeah.
So, getting her, like, all of her stealth shit leveled up is, like, if I ever have a chance to use her, I'm always using her. Unless I have to use Jacob.
Right.
So, that I picked her. And then Chun-Li. I mean, it's an obvious choice, and I feel like an asshole for picking it. But, I mean, when I used to play Street Fighter 2 Turbo, I only picked two characters.
Yeah.
Vega or Chun-Li. Because when you're on 10 Turbo Stars... Those two guys, like, are just so fucking hard to hit.
Yeah.
So, I picked Chun-Li because I'm a cheater, I guess. Because, like, you can't pick Chun-Li every time. My brother's playing with Zangief. Why are you playing with Zangief then?
Yeah, I used to do
Blanca. He's slow as shit. Are you the guy that sat in the corner going...
Yeah, of course.
Like, Blanca, that's what I did. Dick.
Yeah, that's the same thing as getting Chun-Li and just spamming her kick the whole time.
Or what I used to do is...
Or Honda.
My brother would get so pissed because I would just sit there and I didn't know how to play the fucking game. So I just sit there and just punch, 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 and just doing the electricity thing.
I used to do that with Bison. Psycho Crusher. But no, yeah, Chun-Li was great because she had some of the same moves as Ken and Ryu.
Yeah.
But she was way faster, which was a lot of cool, which was cool. So,
do you like stealth games?
Here's the thing. I like the stealth in Assassin's Creed, but I don't like Rainbow Six and shit like that.
Like, have you played, like, Dishonored?
Or Metal Gear
I did
Solid?
Play Dishonored, and the rats really killed it for me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that, I don't know, it, just that part of the game, it was
Rat
just...
Commander?
It was too much. Like, they put too much emphasis on that stupid... Like, you're creating a plague with every body you leave on the ground. Like,
yeah.
It was too much. So, I think I still have it, or I just... I think they overplayed that. Like, I understand you're leaving bodies everywhere and you're spreading disease, but...
I read the Dishonored 2...
I don't need to fucking see it everywhere I go.
Right.
I read the Dishonored 2 review on your website. And what? There was... The guy who wrote it was clearly a fanboy.
Yeah. Could you tell?
Yeah. No, it was clear. But he was talking about how one of the characters had the ability to control even more rats.
Oh, good. Fucking good.
Instead of having, you could control separate groups and give them different instructions instead of giving all of the rats one instruction. So, congratulations on Rat Commander 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually his favorite game series.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. Really?
Right on.
There's only two of them.
That's still a series.
Yeah. It's series now. Chester, who'd you pick?
Let's see. My first pick was Lara Croft. The new Lara Croft.
New Lara Croft.
I really
not
like
triangle
that.
Titty.
Not triangle. Yeah.
Not square titty, triangle titty Lara.
Not can't grab onto the fucking ledge Lara Croft.
Right. No, new Lara, I think, is a total fucking badass. And
she gets
realistic.
Knocked down. And she
gets back up
again.
Gets
right the fuck back up.
Well.
She gets a rod jabbed through her
if
fucking
throat. If you
don't
mash X,
that's
yeah,
right.
And she gets right back.
She's
yeah.
impaled by a tree. Yeah. She gets back up.
She gets raped, like, hardcore, brutally raped. Gets right back up.
Right back up.
Yep.
And still saves her friends.
That's right.
From a demon goddess.
Chinese ghost.
So, no, I like the rebranding of Lara Croft a lot. I think she's a badass and kind of more realistic. And
like, they didn't make her all, like, super in doubt or, like, that's stupid. Yeah. Like, she's not doing backflips
like
shit
Bayonetta.
With those things.
I mean, she's got a huge ass in that game.
Bayonetta, who's running around in her skin-tight leather costume with
it's
her...
not leather. That's her hair, bro.
Yeah.
Her hair. Costume's made of hair?
Yeah, it's made out of her
she's
hair.
She's wearing a hair shirt.
Yeah, she's skin-tight a witch and she can control her hair.
Hair shirt.
So her entire body is covered by...
Are her stilettos that shoot bullets, are those also made of hair?
They're made out of witch magic and hair.
Okay. I did not know that. I'll have to give those games a go now.
Yeah, because there's some stuff you can do where your hair actually, like, does stuff, and if it's not on your body, it's out there. And
yeah.
Wow.
Those games are really good if you haven't played Bayonetta. The series is really good.
Okay.
It was. Yeah. Like, I had it, and it was a really good game, but those fucking loading times, I couldn't. Yeah. I ended up selling it. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
They were fucking brutal.
All right.
I heard they weren't bad on the Wii.
No, on the Wii U, it came with the first and second one, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
My second choice was Samus Aran.
Everyone loves the Samus.
I like the Metroid games.
Isn't that a good?
I mean, they spawned a whole genre of games. The Metroidvanias, Metroid/slash Castlevania style of game.
Because there weren't any side scrollers before.
And she was
Castlevania,
probably the earliest example of a female protagonist.
Right? Yeah.
You didn't necessarily know at first unless you beat the game and unlocked the bikini mode.
Yeah.
Which. Gratuitous.
But, so nice on this alien planet.
Right.
Let's go for a swim.
It's a bit muggy. I think I'll just run around.
I mean,
let's
be honest. It was probably hot as shit in that suit.
Yeah.
Like, she probably had battery powered little fans in there, and they probably died hours ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, she just got to pop that thing off. Inside. Just pop it off. Like, oh, Sulfur World is so nice right now.
Pop that tire. And then I went with Bonnie McFarlane as my third.
From Red Dead.
Support character from Red Dead Redemption, who was just a badass.
That bitch is mean.
Farm chick.
Yep.
Yeah. She taught you how to be a badass at the start of the game, and then if you weren't married, you totally would have hit that.
Or even if you were.
Well, he was married, but he wouldn't cheat. Remember, there'd be hookers hitting on him. He's like, sorry, I'm married.
Yeah.
Like, what, dude?
But I'll finger bash you if you ask me. Well,
finger bash?
Finger bash.
I was trying to figure out how to do a draw on the fly, and I couldn't do it.
Finger bash.
Also, I've had like fucking 9 beers already.
Finger bash.
Do you mean finger bang?
Finger blast. Like
finger blast. Yeah. Okay, now I get where that you're sounds mixed more up your letters there. So those are my top three.
It's not a bad list. Yeah. I mean, you didn't have Chun-Li on there, but.
No.
What are you going to do?
Chun-Li, well, I don't understand the whole pantyhose thing. Like, Chun-Li's got the pantyhose. I don't think
they never rip.
The nylons.
And they never rip.
Not turned on by nylons.
Really? Dude, I love pantyhose.
Now, like, knee-high stockings or thigh-high stockings, sure, but when they're, like, go all the way up to the middle of your stomach.
Okay.
I
you
don't
hear that,
understand
Capcom?
It.
Get your shit together.
Right? Give her some thigh-highs instead.
Yeah, some fishnets.
Or just nothing at all.
There you go.
There you go. Now that's my other favorite Dead or Alive. I like all the girls in the Dead or Alive series. So
Jesus, you were playing like those beach games, the volleyball ones.
Yeah, extreme beach volleyball.
Of course, he has.
Of course.
You ever get much gaming done when you're playing that?
Well, I graduated to the Japanese version, Sexy Beach 3. There's no volleyball in that.
Really?
There's no volleyball in that one.
It's just a sexy beach?
It's just virtual women in bikinis. And, well, sometimes they're wearing bikinis. Sometimes they're not wearing anything at all. You know, we were talking about Rayplay.
We were talking about Rayplay. That's a different game, though.
I think it might be the same studio that just produces these adult games that are just fucking twisted.
I don't even know what... Yeah, I never understood why a game called Rayplay was even created.
Right?
Because Japan.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
Well, we should talk about that another day.
Yeah. We'll do an episode about Rape Play.
On Rape Play. Well, Mark, it was great having you here.
Yeah.
I appreciate your insight on the industry.
Absolutely.
And we need to get out there and I guess, pimp ourselves some more and kind of shove ourselves down everyone's throat to people to start taking us fucking seriously.
That's right.
We got to tell everyone out there, we didn't tell anyone to eat a dick this week.
Oh, yeah. Who are we going to tell to eat a dick?
Mark or Nintendo?
No. How about all of our fucking fans that are usually in the fucking chat that are not fucking here?
Right?
All of you, eat a fucking dick. Get off your fucking Switch and get in here and keep us company.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you guys eat a dick this week.
Bunch of dick eaters.
Yeah.
We hate our fans.
Any closing thoughts or
bunch of
jerks. Let's just fucking
that's
we're just
it.
Gonna fucking end this. All right, well, for episode 86, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
So you guys aren't gonna, no. Go ahead and fuck it. You already fucked up the intro. You might as well fuck up the outro.
Do you want to plug anything else? Shocky P, your Twitch stream?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
Shocky P. Just look for Shocky P.
Yeah. Shocky_P on Twitter.
There you go.
Or youtube.com/ShockyP. Twitch.com/ShockyP.
Okay, just so don't, we're good.
Just don't put in Shocking P or you'll Porn get some really fucked up stuff.
Uh-huh. Shocky P.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's go do that right now. Oh,